vehicle and operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 1-2. Check, 1-2.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Of the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, Steve Qualls, you know what people do right now at 609? What do? You move it, let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it.
You want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Yeah, I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. Nah, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, boy.
My dog right here, K-Girl, she loves these tidbits. I'm telling you, they're big time.
Los Angeles. Walter, you missed that one. Come on, focus. Focus. Hey, Roger, he's got to focus.
The sun.
No, listen. Forget about your coffee. Focus on the task at hand.
I get my game.
You're going
on
live,
over
Los,
here.
Los Angeles.
Right, go
you got Joe right next to you,
I
too.
Know. Joe, no. Step up my game. Who's on the phone?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's the new Morning Mayhem coffee cup, rainwater. Go back to sleep. Happy birthday to Care. Flying over to the Golden State.
Who's this?
Are you coming back? Are you coming back?
Los Angeles.
Attaboy, Joe.
I got an energy. That was good.
Thanks, Terry. Terry Bradshaw.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopie Suey, Los Angeles!
Ah, there you go. There's our friend from London. Good morning, everybody. It's a 6:11 on this Thursday, July 9th. Glad you're with us. Good morning, Roger. Good
morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Joe Klein. Big good Joe. Morning. How are good you? Morning. Good morning, Mr. Corkies.
Good morning.
And the gentleman to your right, Strength and Honor.
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 Attaboy, Joe. Good job. Good job, Joe. You finished it off. Steve Qualls from Design Lab, who had just brought, look at those coffee mugs, Joe. Wow.
Can't limit that. Fresh off the press.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a weighted coffee
cup. Got that
cup.
New car smell, too. You can look at that right there. Look
Steve
at that.
Does those at his design lab
says we may have to
facilities.
Get some white tape.
I like the black on the end. I like the Roger Urid coffee drink. I know what you call that, the design there. But, yeah,
it's called the inside.
That's
the
Joe's, cup. By the way.
Whoa, Joe, how about that?
Well, look how small it is in your hand.
I know. It's like a thimble. It's like a thimble in his hand.
See that right there?
Yeah.
Can you get that off?
That's what we're going to get the white out.
Off, Joe. I'm here every day.
You have any white out?
I'm the only one that goes to your restaurant even after I hear reports.
Do you do coffee at Corky's?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a popular thing, even though it's obviously
it's
more than you would think?
Yeah.
It ain't at the bar.
Funny, today, they got a busy show today. In addition to Joe hanging out and Qualsy hanging out, we're going to visit with James Finch, a former owner of a NASCAR team called Phoenix Racing. His son, Joe, is just hired by Dale Earnhardt Jr., 21 years old, to race for him. Yeah. So obviously he sees some great potential. Of course, they know everybody. This guy's been in racing for 50 years, and he is we got one listener just said he's a rebel. I mean, it'll be a miracle to get a few questions because he's a talker, too. But anyway, he's going to be the one, Joe, hosting us when we go to Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is now Echo Park Speedway, for the NASCAR race this weekend. Going to have a good time. Watch Smokey and the Bandit this week. That's going to be our Hawks Home movie review, Joe.
So, hold up on that car, wide gentleman.
That hold it was with the guy that was really a jerk, the cop that says, you can't drive. An outfit like you can't drive.
Who I am?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. He turned the tables on him.
Oh, I've been chasing this guy for over 700 miles.
I don't know how much we got in the system on that, but
and if he did, that's kidnapping. That's kidnapping. I don't think he got a permission, and that's kidnapping. He's wanted for a man act.
The favorite thing is when he said, "What's the sheriff's name? Branf? Am I Branf?"
He
said, "You sound much taller on the radio."
It starts out even dead. Hey, boy. Where's Sheriff Branford? I am Sheriff Branford.
Oh.
And he's what's the world coming to after he says that? So we got to do that today. Also, too, we'll be talking about Tom Hanks. It's his birthday today. Joe, we'll ask, what is your go-to movie? Forrest Gump, almost, you got to call us.
I watched two of his the last 2 days.
What was it? Give us a hint.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, we got about the Da Vinci Code.
Is that a more sophisticated man's national treasure with Nicolas Cage?
Pretty much.
It's sort of like that.
Yeah.
Christian okay. Based.
Say, I went Star Trek instead of Star Wars, and I look at those maybe similar
too.
To that. Okay.
So, there's so many places. We were talking about Tom Hanks goes back to, we finally figured out, Bachelor Party. I remember seeing that in Fayetteville, Roger. Yeah. I mean, Joe.
One of
we
mine
school.
And James Ballantyne's favorite actors, he also played with William Shatner and T.J. Hooker, and he was in Grease 2, Adrian Zmed.
The other one is, I always thought Splash was a good flick, too. It was one of the early ones. What was the girl in there? What was her name?
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
And Tawny Kitaen was in Bachelor Party.
Yes.
She was smoked.
That was the first time we saw her. But then there's so many. The Green Mile, Castaway, Apollo 13.
Road to Perdition.
Money. Yeah. Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Is it Philadelphia Story or Philadelphia?
Just Philadelphia. Okay. Philadelphia Story is the Jimmy Stewart movie, right?
Gotcha. Yeah,
Catherine Hepburn.
Gotcha. Yeah, anyway, yeah. So many. So and then, of course, directs movies, too. I don't know what his biggest director directed
that
movie.
That Thing You Do, maybe?
He's all over Toy Story right now.
That's right. And then, what's yesterday we were just talking about it. What was one we were looking at maybe reviewing? Road to Perdition.
Yeah, I want to see that. Spies. Paul Newman.
I've
seen the scene where Paul Newman says, "I'm glad it's you."
I think it was Paul Newman's last movie.
But one of the things, I looked at, and we have this thing. A lot of our services that provide us info and content, different things. I think one of them involves you. Doesn't say no. It's a cool thing. So I looked at it. Okay, so I'm going to say yes.
What involves me?
It's this day in history. There's something in there about this day in history. I'm going to give you the Look at the figure. Thinking.
Well, I know
you know what it is.
Well, for me, I know what it is.
What is it?
Oh, there's a birthday.
Okay, that's not it. But tell us your birthday. Or who the birthday is.
My youngest, Will Klein.
Okay, how old is Will?
25.
Wow, your
happy birthday, Will. Get him on the phone.
Yeah. Joe, if I tell when I tell you the date and year, you're going to go, "Oh, I know." You're going to go, "I know exactly where I was and what was going on this day in history." You ready?
July 9th.
1984.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Olympics.
Yeah.
So this day in the Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis in front of the largest crowd, 67,000. At that time, the largest crowd to watch a basketball game, the U.S. men's Olympic team, which was Joe Klein, Michael Jordan, Alvin Robertson, some of the great players of all time. You guys beat the NBA team 97-82.
Yep.
At that time, 67,000.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, that was an eye opener. First of all,
and your coach was Bobby Knight, right?
Yeah, because back then you didn't have a lot of team. I think you played, you had the Hoosier Dome, you had the one that had the dome in Minnesota, and then we played in there too. We played a dome game in there, and then you had the dome in Detroit, the Silver Dome. But this one, they tuck them in a corner, and you'll get. They put this bad boy right in the middle.
Was this the first time you guys had played an NBA team, or had y'all been practicing against them anyway?
Who was on the NBA team?
I know Larry was there. I think Magic.
Oh, they were. Yeah. Did they play?
Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. I had to guard him.
Yeah. Wow, what a great memory. Do you remember that there was an intensity to it because you guys were expectations?
Yeah. I mean, for us it was. In all fairness, we played like 8 NBA games before we went to Olympics. I want to say 8, and we won all of them. But in all fairness, I mean, we were practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we were, and they were flying in pretty much the day of the game or the day before the game and going out there and winging it.
Was this before Jordan had won the first championship at North Carolina in 84?
No, this was after.
So
he'd already been drafted.
This is before he'd gone to the league, though, right?
He was already drafted.
The summer before he became
a rookie.
All of you.
I went back to school.
You went back to school. Yeah. Wow. I wondered, Roger. He did come back with sort of a big head that year. Joe did after that. But who can blame
him? I wouldn't.
You talking about roids?
No, I just
wish I'd have been coming back with a gold medal now. With NIL.
I don't walk
into Coach Sutton's office and said, he goes, threw my gold medal on the table and said, "Okay, let's talk."
Boy, don't you know it. Yeah, Joe, I don't remember.
I doubt that I would have done
that.
You wouldn't have, and isn't that the scene at the end of that movie, one-on-one with
I can go Robbie anywhere.
Anywhere I want. So
Roger,
butt with a red hot poker.
I wouldn't have done that to Coach.
No, I don't recall.
Daddy would have chopped your face off.
Yeah, my dad would have.
Back then, we didn't have cell phones and all that, and so I don't recall, because you'd have come back in school, I guess, in September, right? Obviously, right?
I don't remember
Joe walking there with his gold medal and that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Joe just was low key, but you're right. If the roles were reversed today, that would have been a ching 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 moment for you. I was talking to Keith. Keith Ingram last night.
Big guy.
Big pockets.
Inside.
The Keith Ingram, who is connected, Roger, remember, we had breakfast with Keith in Oxford that morning, and we met the guy that was in charge of the Ole Miss NIL.
Yeah.
You know, Walker Jones, I don't know if you remember that name, played football at Ole Miss, and just how well they're doing with their NIL, because they got out on it quick. And this guy, Roger and I had breakfast with him, just sharp guy, and, you know, our struggles, and we were talking about you, that they should, you know, they should hire Joe Klein up there. Should have hired Joe Klein years ago to get him up there, but.
Yeah, whatever.
But, yeah. Anyway, just talk about the money that's being made and how much some of these quarterbacks in the like at Ole Miss, how much these guys are getting paid. I'm talking about, Roger, we are beyond a couple million.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're talking about $5-6 million a deal. I mean, it is ridiculous.
Well, you saw the thing I sent you last week.
Yeah, you said $12 million, right?
For the kid. Some kid to go play ball at UCLA.
Get $12 million
a year.
Yeah.
And I never heard of him.
Yeah. $6 million. What in the world?
He must be good. That's all
He's the top foreign guy.
God, still.
He's top foreign guy.
What's his name? What's his name, Christian?
Christics, I believe.
The Christics. It's usually he has all three names, including his middle name. Christian's a little slow this morning.
Have you heard of Boomchi at Duke?
Whoa.
Didn't he
have a cousin or somebody that played, or did he have relatives that came over and played in the NBA or something? Or got
Boomchi,
drafted,
Boomchi?
Or got
I don't know. He's actually American, but he's probably the best prospect in the world. He's going to play 2 years at Duke.
Yeah.
Starting this year.
Boomchi, Boomchi. Also want to mention, too, Roger, today is national. We got to play Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment.
Good.
Today's National Dimples Day. So who, when you think of a famous actor or actress, who's got the dimples? Is there one? No, is there? Can you name one? Remember, it was a big dimple. He's got some dimples over there.
I don't have any dimples.
Listen, these two guys, Joe, they've been childhood friends. Look at them. I mean, two peas for a pod. Look at them. Exactly.
We want you to pick us both up on your shoulder.
Yeah. We're going to get on each other's shoulder Joe eye to eye once.
Are you losing weight or something? What's going on with you?
Now, Steve, were you
like it?
I like it a lot.
Well, come over and give me a hug, then, if you like it that much.
Go to break.
Were you in the Steve? Were you in the Hobson Street Ho-Hos? Hobos?
No, I didn't. I didn't make the cut.
No, he was. He was one of the socias.
I lived out by the airport, so I was too far for me to walk.
Dude, Lake Hamilton was in another.
Where did y'all first meet? Where were we all?
Junior high, Central.
And y'all
around the Spartan Head.
Like when you first saw him, what was your first impression like?
Thank God somebody's shorter than me here.
I'm not shorter than you. Not even close.
Did you guys connect right off the bat?
Oh yeah. How can you not love Roger?
Roger a comedian even back then?
Oh yeah.
What do you remember about Steve? Ladies man?
I remember I looked into that his was just drowned in his eyes. They were just so beautiful. And I knew I could match up well with him on the basketball.
Now Joe, we haven't seen you since the storm came through. And what day was that?
4th of July.
It was 4th of July. Yeah, I was driving down. I was telling the guys I was driving down Chenal after that had happened, and trees were down right around the corner from me. Right, you know that.
And we lost power. We had to shut down on the 4th.
We had listeners said they came by and you were outside waving to everybody.
I was just sitting there. I was like, we.
What about a generator? You ever thought about a generator?
Oh,
going forward, do you
have
one?
Oh, yeah, we've thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
So we saw the price.
You can't justify that expense.
How much money do you lose? I don't know. How much money do you lose in a day on July 4th? I mean, that's a big day for you.
Not enough to
cover that.
Not even.
No.
Because we need a generator.
Yeah, a giant.
I mean,
it would be a big boy.
It ain't what you see at somebody's house.
Yeah.
It'd be
a box truck.
It'd be easy six figures.
Easy. Yeah, I know I've talked to the Hendrixes about that with their family markets. Because they need them for the coolers.
Yeah.
They have
them at all the.
I know that they would have some in the back during a storm, during the winter months, just in case something was going on with the meat and the coolers and all that. You didn't throw anything away and not call me, did you?
That's what.
Did you have to waste a ton of meat?
Oh, there was a little, but what we do, I mean, we've unfortunately done this before. It's like the minute it happens, everything goes into the cooler and
it will stay there. It would be okay for a day.
If you open that thing, we will kill you.
Yeah,
because you want to keep it cold,
sealed,
And it's got, and unfortunately this time I think it was 6 hours. So you know.
So you lost all the business on the fourth, most of it.
Yeah, we had to call a lot of people and
that was in West Little Rock, by the way, not North Little Rock.
We had to call out people and tell them to come get their stuff, you know, early. Because the other thing that goes down, you're talking about all that, is turn that off before I come over there and pull out the one new hair on your head. is you lose your computer system.
Yeah.
So you can't
invoice, you can't run a credit card.
I'll tell you the funniest thing years ago. Tommy Hilburn, I love him, but it was like 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe more than that. But this happened. And he started talking to me. He goes, "You need to go to Staples. Go to Staples." And I was like, "Why?" And he goes, "Get me one of those."
The credit card thing.
The credit card thing that you.
The slider thing.
The slider thing. And I said, "Tommy, I don't think." Yeah, they do. They work. And so I went to Staples. And I walked in there.
No.
And, you know, obviously, "Hey, Joe, how's it going?" And I'm like, I'm just looking at him. I'm like, okay, I'm in my mind. I'm getting ready to go and ask the dumbest thing ever. You know, I was like, he kind of looked at me. He goes, "No, like you just said, we haven't had that
in 20 years.
20 years. But Tommy was in such a panic.
Oh my gosh!
Like, go get one of those.
I see one of those in a movie. I know it's in Christmas Vacation. When you see them sliding that thing with that carbon paper over.
Well, yeah, the carbon paper.
You know what they have now? Steve, you probably know. We have the Touchdown Club. You put them on the end of your phone.
On the phone,
square.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a square. You know what it is. Yeah,
I mean, I talked to him yesterday, and we're going to really try to, I think we're going to try to see if we can get something like that in case of emergency.
Look at that. Joe's learning.
Yeah, but your food was down, so what are you going to do?
Well, some of it, like, we had barbecue and ribs and stuff cooked that we had in Cambros.
So that would have kept you rolling.
Yeah, you could come and get barbecue.
Okay, very good.
You know, and things like that. But and we had a lot of beans that were cooked, and they were in big Cambros that stay hot. So the hot food was not as it was an issue, but not as much an issue, obviously, as cold food.
I got you.
We will take a break. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. We'll come back. We got some more news about the Razorback basketball team. Roger, why are we playing Bonnie
Tyler? She died last night.
She did?
75 years old.
Wow, that was unexpected.
She was in Portugal.
Bonnie Tyler.
It had been about a month ago.
She'd been in the hospital.
Oh, I guess I didn't see that.
She was in an induced coma for a while, so they're not saying that everything
75
happened.
Is young in our book.
Well, how old is Tom Cruise?
Oh, you know, I didn't even look and see how old he was.
I think he's 75 or 60.
And Roger, I actually like the other version of this song the best. You know which one it is? Christian? What version of this song is the funniest and the best, if I'm not mistaken? This was the one in the movie where
the
singers is
there.
I'm gonna effing Beckett and Will Ferrell's dancing around. And
did he just say?
Have you not seen that?
Is this Wedding Crashers?
Is it Wedding Crashers or
no?
It's it's dadgummit.
Where he goes
the guy's cousin.
Is it Anchorman?
Old school.
And I think he's done it in two movies,
he's
right?
Done several movies.
So you think he's a legit wedding singer, and he starts dropping the F bomb throughout. Yeah.
F and totally cooked.
All right, don't go away. It's 6:28 here, Morning Mayhem.
Falling apart. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99.
in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
This is SportsCenter.
World Cup action returns today as the quarterfinals get started with France and Morocco at 3 o'clock on Fox. The two nations met in the semifinals of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, where France won 2-0. France is also 4-1-1 all-time in the matchup. Then the Las Vegas Summer League gets started up. Three former Razorbacks will play for the Orlando Magic in Audis Tony, John L. Davis, and Ricky Council. They'll be taking on the Hornets at 6:30 on Prime. The Jazz will play the Wizards at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Former Arkansas big man Jonas Adu is on Utah, as well as second overall pick Darren Peterson. Number one overall pick A.J. DeBonso will be making his summer league debut for Washington. And in the final game of the day at 10, Darius Acuff Jr. and the Kings will face the Clippers. That game can be seen on Prime. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A mostly sunny, hot Thursday, a high of 97 in Little Rock, and in the heat index could reach 105. Be careful, be safe, drink plenty of water today. Plus, this afternoon, a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. That's a 10% chance of rain, partly cloudy and warm tonight with a low of 77. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Tugs Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Tugs Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is Justin Acri. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice. I'm in pursuit of a black Trans Am. He's all mine. So stay out of the way.
This is Sheriff George Branford of Deason County, Arkansas.
Deason County.
We are apprised of the situation and are taking appropriate measures. Did you say you are a sheriff?
That's a big can fog. This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Texas.
Texas? You know, of course, that you're out of your jurisdiction. I suggest that you let my department handle the situation.
That's very comforting. But I'm in high-speed pursuit. Don't you hear good?
I hear perfectly. The fact that you are a sheriff is not germane to the situation.
The damn Germans got nothing to do with it!
Oh, man. Joe, one of the reasons we watched the movie this week is where we're staying in Jonesboro, Georgia, is where they shot many scenes for Smokey the Bandit. We had no idea when we got the VRBO there that that was going to be the case, so we'll have some fun with that. If you just joined the show, at the studio, we've got Joe Klein, as always, on Thursday, brought to you by Corky's. Both Corky's locations are operational. Joe is actually doing work now, getting ready to add more of the squares.
Yeah, I'm looking into that.
You're looking
out how to get paid.
That's right.
See, I'm texting all my guys to see if that's something that would work.
You bet. Also, the other voice here in the studio is our buddy Steve Qualls, the owner of Design Lab, who does all of our mugs and hats and shirts. And I already have some people on our text line asking, when are the mugs available?
So hopefully, maybe by Tuesday or Wednesday or next week.
Coming up, and obviously, Steve's going to be going with us. He's our NASCAR contributor, Roger, and we're all going to be going together, all three of us, the three Musketeers, down to Atlanta for the NASCAR race.
You all sleeping together? Or
no, we have separate bedrooms.
Hey, but if they're lucky.
We'll visit with James Finch, former NASCAR owner, whose son is actually racing for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night, which we'll see. Melinda Mayo in the 8:30 hour, brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials. We've got to play a little Factor Crap.
Downpour last night.
Did it?
In Saline County. Samantha and I were at pickleball during that time. My neighbor Ben West texted me and go, man, because we took Sam's car, and he goes, he must have seen my car still out, and said, man, crap. And I said, what's the matter? He said, I was going to cut the grass today, you know, to try to keep up with me, because Ben doesn't need to let it get sloppy out there. And we all know how I treat people in the neighborhood. And he said, it rained. And I looked, I had no idea. Huge storm. Yeah.
We got an inch and a half in 20 minutes.
Last night?
Incredible.
Wow.
That came through.
We watched it. We were trying to sneak in 9 holes of PV, and they called us off.
Before we got.
It got like right here.
It was dark, Jack.
It got like
I could
right,
see. Yeah, I didn't
and
know.
And I it, looked down at my thing, yeah. And it was right over Benton, and it just.
We didn't even hear
what time did it rain.
We were at the river. We hit the river thing at 5 o'clock. What's an event center say, there? Yeah,
at Hot Springs. It rained about right at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 6 o'clock when they told us to get off. Huh. It was thundering and everything, and it got like right, and then it just stopped.
Couple of things. Also, we got to put a little Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment and Poen. Appreciate them. You guys see where they made it official? Chris Curry signed his new 5-year extension.
Yep.
Said he had a couple of people. I like what he said. He kicked the tires, maybe show some interest in him. But he likes it here. It's home, and he's done incredible. He's taken the program to new heights. You've got the – I saw Wally's article today, Roger. You saw that. This Bahamas trip that the team has taken. You guys did that, Joe.
Went to Japan.
Yeah, you guys. So that
year,
was
this on 80, in 84.
In 84?
Yeah,
that same year?
Alvin and I had to come back early to go back to practice for the Olympics.
Yeah, this was this is the
84,
one of
the comp in Japan was not very high.
The what?
The competition in Japan in 1984 would not have been that high, I wouldn't imagine.
They had a 7'7" guy though.
Oh, 7'7".
Okay. Okay.
And they had he was
a slap though.
Big
no,
guy.
He was huge. He was a big guy.
Like what's his name? Mao Young?
Yeah.
Mao Young.
Yeah, Mao Young.
Yao Ming.
Yeah, close
enough. Chinese.
Mao Zedong. You play Mao Zedong?
It's close enough.
They had a picture of me behind him guarding him.
Oh, wow.
And like, all you can see was my hand.
Oh, wow. I want to see that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got it somewhere. It's pretty funny.
So, you guys can do that. You can't do that with football because it's got too many players.
No, this is huge, especially
no
nowadays.
No one else plays it either.
I mean, nowadays when you bring it in, you know, look at what Arkansas, they got, what do we got? If you count Sealy, who didn't really play and he's still hurt, I don't know. You have two guys that played for you last year. You have one guy who played meaningful minutes, so you're bringing in, you're starting from scratch, so it gives you a chance to practice and kind of get your system going little bit. So, but you see how kids respond and, you know, who's good at what and what, you know, a little bit of a feel of, you know, a clue of, can this guy do this? Can he play this position? Can he do this? You know.
But the other thing, though, Joe, you could do that if you were playing exhibition games here, but by taking a trip also, you're traveling, you know, you put you in a different, you know, environment.
There's some kind of rule to where, you know, I don't see ever, and Christian may know, I don't ever see college teams doing that in the United States. It's, oh, I think there's some kind of rule, like every 4 years or something.
You get the chance to do
you
that.
Can take,
yeah.
It's like a cultural enrichment.
I love it. If you, hey, take a y'all are lucky
trip.
To do it.
Yeah, you can take a foreign trip.
Did you play in Alaska that same year? Was that 84, 85? Remember?
That was.
Alaska Shootout, yeah.
It would have been 83.
Yeah. So y'all got some cool travel experiences. A couple things. Let's go to our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Someone says, close enough bass. That's exactly right. That's what we call it. Let's see here. Talk about Tom Cruise's best movie. It's actually Smokey and the Bandit.
Are we talking about Tom Hanks' best movie?
Well, that's one of the questions is what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie? Someone says, when will the Little Rock Touchdown Club guests be revealed? It's going to be the second week in August, and I am. This is going to be the closest to get this thing done, man. I'm so far behind just trying to get names. It's been a challenge this year.
Hey, you need somebody.
What's it? The Joe just got
coming there.
Okay, just thank you, Joe. Somebody said, we lost our Moe's in Golden Corral in Conway. Hard times, Daddy. I knew that Moe's said that they had closed down that location, and we heard yesterday, Roger, that Golden Corral.
The GC did. That's
what, yeah, I know.
Every time I see a Golden Corral, I think a UALR basketball team because we on the road.
Oh.
We used to wear that, and the guys got to where they started calling it the GC.
I love it. I love that.
It sounded like we were going to Vietnam. You know, they were like
the GC.
They were like, oh man, we're going to the GC.
I tell you that. I remember I went to that one North Little Rock years ago, and it's massive. I mean, the amount of food in there is massive.
I loved it. And I loved it, especially when we would go for breakfast. Their breakfast.
Yeah.
There,
oh, yeah. Here's one that says, anything new with the football team? I feel like this is the least talked about team in years. The hype just ain't there. Been quiet on the hill about the new coach.
How do you talk about it?
You don't know him. Nobody knows anything.
You got Rhodes coming back.
Yeah, that's it. And you got Jackson at quarterback.
You got Jackson, who you saw a little bit at quarterback.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. Man, I don't know what to do.
And really, you don't get to watch practice. You saw the spring. And so we'll be at the SEC Media Days, Raji Dodge, in Tampa at the end of this 3-week summer of adventure brought to you by Oakland. And I just don't think, you know, that's what happens. You got 43 new players in the transfer portal, you got a new coach.
Yeah.
Everything's new. It's going to be a learning deal for everybody.
Yeah, and I was
glad the other day you and y'all had Bruce James on because of Burnett.
Bill Burnett.
But to hear him. I don't know.
Be optimistic.
What he bases it on, but he knows he's forgot more football than I know.
Yeah.
But to hear him be optimistic was like, okay, that's a positive.
I know. He's changed.
You're looking for positives anywhere.
He's turned over a new leaf the last couple.
Bruce Contreras.
The last couple years he's been more positive. Roger, I think last year he even came out, and you know maybe as he's gotten older he's less combative. Right. Listen, the guy. I think we're going to be a better coach, and we'll play harder.
Absolutely.
But do you have the players?
Yeah,
you
know, that's
if I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass on the offensive line.
Someone says here, Tom Hanks was in a TV show called Bosom Buddies for two seasons. Roger mentioned that earlier.
What was the theme song?
No, that's
that
I'm,
company?
I'm playing. I just have to snag y'all figured out what I was humming. I don't know. What was it, Roger? Give us a hint.
See if somebody will guess it.
Okay, what is the theme song for Bosom Buddies?
Was it like a pop song? It was an actual song. That made like WKRP. Was it its own song or was it kind of a like?
This was probably the biggest thing. Biggest thing that I can think of. This was probably the biggest theme song by virtue of the fact of who sang it. On top of that,
is the version,
one of his albums.
Is the version on the show the actual original? Okay. 661-1037. Someone said, please ask Joe to tell the story of Rodman coming to practice smelling like liquor. I'm sure there's probably more than once he probably did that.
Well, no, it was just funny. I mean, we would huddle up, and you know, our assistant trainer lived with him to make sure he got to practice, and you know, he'd come in, man, and we'd huddle up before practice, and Phil would, you know, blah, 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 you know, very brief. And then he'd kind of look over at them. One time he looked over at Dennis, and he goes, Ruppelmints? and he goes, no, it was blah, 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 blah. And he goes, all right, everybody put a hand in.
What a year to do that.
And he practiced all practice, going up and down. That's what was like.
He was
amazing. It was just like
one of the great things about
I would have been like, you know, I you know, my calf is.
Yeah. One of the great things about The Last Dance was that the episode where Robin wants to go to Vegas.
Oh.
And Jordan goes, I think they had to go get him. They had
I remember when I was watching that, I had forgotten all about that. And I remember when that episode came on, I was like, holy crap. I'd forgot all that happened.
Jackson let him go.
And I remember sitting there going.
In the middle of the season.
That dude went to Vegas with Carmen Electra.
In the middle of the season.
4 days. In the middle of the season, because he just said, I gotta
have a break. And Phil Jackson let him go.
Yes.
But then he wasn't coming back, and then Jordan had said, I gotta go get him.
But they
I can't remember how that turned out. But yeah.
It was just like.
He still won a world title.
And, you know, you're looking at Michael and Scotty, and you're going, if anybody needs to go to Vegas, it's those two guys.
Yeah.
You're talking about dudes carrying the burden, carrying the load. You're like looking at them and, you know, Dennis.
Jordan was, Rodman was so good, though, man. He was such a great rebounder.
He was great, you know. He was such a specialist.
Rebounding.
You put him on a team like Detroit where it's like, hey, man, guard and rebound.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, put him on there with the Bulls. Hey, man, just guard and rebound.
Yeah.
We got everything about the scoring. But then you saw when he started moving around, you know, when he was not playing with guys, you know, when they needed scoring or needed, you know, they didn't have to double team this guy, that his guy could stay on him and not have, you know, you're not trying to stop Jordan or Shaq or any of this. And, you know, he wasn't as effective. And then, you know, he would become disruptive because the team wasn't winning. And it just, it is a quagmire.
Someone said, Roger, you're playing it now as we go to break. It was a Billy Joel song. Somebody said, can't remember the name. Is My Life?
It's a great line. Great line in this. I love this song.
How highly rated
Peter
was
Scolari, they were. Oh, it was great for
him. It was highly. It only went 2 years.
No, absolutely. No, it was 77. Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well,
what's the name of the album? This came out.
I don't know. Piano Man.
You know what it is?
52nd Street.
Look at Roy Joe's all over it.
We love it. Yeah, Peter Scolari. I think he had the only other thing I remember his bosom buddy guy doing was. A show with Bob Newhart. Dan Aykroyd's wife was in that TV show.
Was she?
Donna Dixon. Now, she was Smoke. I don't need you to worry
for me because I'm all right. You want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Glad you're with us. Going to Mena today. Walsh, you want to go to Mena?
Man, I'd love to go to Mena. If we can stop at the Jot'em Down store.
That's right. You got to connect here. We'll miss
that.
I
love that place, yes.
All right, Joe Klein's going to take us a break. Sing a little Billy Joel. Sing it, Joe.
Go ahead with your own life, leave me alone. Never said you had to offer me a second chance. I never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still belong. Don't get me wrong.
Come on, Billy.
Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that lasts a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
When your truck isn't moving, your business isn't making
making money. Don't stress. Call the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll provide dependable repairs with a massive inventory of heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Their experienced technicians work fast to get you back on the road and back to work. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh and Stanley Hardware. Fishing Arkansas Sunday mornings with Big Sarge on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Hey everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
I saw that, you son! You did that on purpose! You're gonna wait in your grave! I got the evidence! Put the evidence in the car! Put the evidence in the car! I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses!
All right, 653, got a short segment here.
What year was that? 76?
I think it has to be,
77,
yeah.
77, I believe.
70, yeah.
5, 6, we, 7. We, yeah. Over Waterhead Ends.
Yeah.
And when there was nothing going on, yeah. Instead of playing video games, he had that on VHS.
Yes.
We would have us, we'd have us a cooler right there, and we'd start, and we would, the whole movie. That and Caddyshack.
Absolutely.
You know, we would just sit there and just, you know.
Yeah, I forgot. I hadn't watched it in a while. It just no, the greatness so of Jackie. I tell you, Burt Reynolds, too, was a superstar. I mean, good-looking dude. And,
it's a guy movie when we do our review. It'll be, and again, I know that Justin Acri is going, you idiots. George Washington movie is out as we speak, but you're reviewing a movie 50 years old. Yes.
And it's, everybody still laughs at it.
You have to. So, I mean, I was telling you.
It ties in, Roger, too, what we're doing this weekend. That's why we're doing it.
It does do that. Yeah. Well, still.
Shot most of it in Georgia.
We're going to do the movie. And I remember my dad, you know, drinking that bootleg beer. He was drinking Coors.
Oh, I remember back in them when some of my friends' dads would, they drive to Oklahoma, they come back.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oklahoma to here. Yeah,
when I was at Notre Dame, my freshman year, my brother Mike was coming up to see me, and he was like, what can I bring you? And I said, Mike, all these guys, Jersey, all these guys from the East Coast, I said, all they talk about is Coors.
So that's, that was a legit thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you couldn't get it east of the Mississippi.
That's right.
You could only, I think, bring back a case if you got caught. But they would, it was an hour.
I had no idea that was true.
It was an hour and 20 minutes.
My brother brought me five cases of the banquet beer, long necks, and they were in my dorm room. And it was like, I felt like the Godfather. I would be sitting in there.
Oh, nice.
You can have one.
Get a knock on the door. Hey, Joe, man, how's it going? Good, man, good. Can you do me a favor? Well, that depends.
I cannot deny my friends on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Oh, it's so good. I had no idea that was true.
I mean, they couldn't believe it.
It was the best thing in the scene, the actual scene that you see where they find where the Coors is, that's actually shot in Jonesboro where we're going to be. We thought it was maybe shot in Texarkana. I don't think they shot, we found out any of it in Texarkana, I don't think. Hey, by the way, too, our buddy John Bland is listening. Roger, I don't know if you've got that clip of you and John somewhere you can find. So he's listening over at Catholic, and he says, January 1985, Baz, you hosted me on my official visit, and I watched Joe Klein play SMU. So contact would have been, it would have been
85. My senior year, his senior year.
Would have been contact, right? Yeah. He said my NIL was the steak dinner at Coy's. That's about it. We've got the clip of Roger and John Lanson.
If I searched this whole wide world and never.
That's John there.
Find me a girl who'd love me.
It's that mainline sports
the way that you do. Cause you're shamma llama, baby. In my llama llama.
Ding dong.
Hey. You put the ooh, my, oh. Back into my smile, child.
Hey.
That is why. That is why you want my sugar,
to
leader.
Yeah. How about that? You know, all my life now.
Leader, hey, makes me feel good. Leader of men over there.
I know.
Leader of men.
All I do now is with my phone, I just try to find great moments that Roger sings with Christian sings. That's all I do. I just wait for the next great moment to happen.
I know. You're our own Zapruder.
Joe, I know that you were so proud of us that we're circling the state doing our summer of adventure to all the 100-year-old plus restaurants.
Drive 2 hours, two and a half hours to get some barbecue.
Get a white bread sandwich.
Yeah.
It's all for history, Joe. Wait.
You know what?
You know what? Roger got paid.
That's and you know, I text him. I was like, you know, got to get over to Marion.
Marianne.
Go see Myron. Got to go over there to Myron. And then we're going up to, where are we going tomorrow? Blyville.
It's Blyville next week.
Blyville. Got to get some barbecue. Got to get some barbecue up there, you know. When they come to my place.
But, hey, Joe, did you bring breakfast?
Can you feed our dirty dozen?
dirty dozen.
Hey, we're coming with 15 people from Malvern and a bus. And we're wondering if you can feed them.
That's why we love you, Joe. We love you. Hey, remember, Roger, we brought it.
And then it was like, hey, can y'all leave a tip? And then Baz was like, where'd Roger go?
Somebody had to get him on the bus.
All right. don't go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. We're glad you're with us. 7 o'clock.
Hey. 1037 The Buzz, your exclusive Razorback headquarters in Central Arkansas. KABC Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the